Maurice and the Doctor on Triple J.
The revelry of comic books explodes on the Breakfast Show this morning. That is Midnight Juggernauts.
I just was offered a tea towel, so I got really excited.
Throw it over to Marie.
Tea towel.
Midnight Juggernauts just there, 45 and rising on your Friday morning. And Kaiser Chiefs before that, never miss a beat.
Welcome
to Bernard and Joe, who are a part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. They're involved in, well, maybe you should describe it to us.
They come bearing tea towels. It doesn't really matter what they do.
We don't have to say anything.
It's got the word sedition on it. It's a very sexy tea towel.
If you want to get on Triple J, all you need to do, this is for all young bands and aspiring artists out there.
Get a bloody tea towel.
Give us a tea towel and here you are.
I'm anybody's with a tea towel, I tell you.
Tell us what the tea towel's all about, Boo.
The tea towel celebrates an anthology that I put out called Tango, which prints the work of Australian comic book makers.
How is the health of Australian comic book makers? Not them physically, but I mean the work itself.
Because they've got quite a grim pallor and dark bags under their eyes.
They do. That's the drawing in your room till 3 in the morning, not eating anything sort of thing. But luckily, the health of actual Australian comics is in inverse proportion to the health of the actual makers.
It's all right. It's good.
It's pumping really at the moment. So what you've got is this amazing continuum all the way through from, you know, book publishers, Allen and Unwin, etc., who are putting out what are, you know, called graphic novels, long comic books.
Yep.
And so they're an Australian makers of those now, which was unthinkable 3 years ago.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Do you think the crossover with cinema as well, with films like Persepolis, is that how you pronounce it? And the Harvey
Pekar.
The Harvey Pekar on American Splendor. Do you think that that helps you out at all?
No.
Really? 3 years ago, a comic book won the Pulitzer, didn't it? So, yeah, we've been waiting for the wave to crest over Australia. Mouse by Archie.
Yeah, it was Mouse, yeah.
It was like, oh, comics. Mm. They're about serious things. Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, that didn't happen here for you.
But it's happening now.
It's happening now, exactly.
And what about, the underground comic scene, the fanzines and stuff, people making up their little comics and photocopying them, which you
that's
do
us.
See. That's you.
It's you two. It's the tea towel wranglers.
Tea towel bringers.
And has the world of the interweb helped this out?
A little, but I would say it's still pretty much, the photocopier is still the wheel, in terms of comics. You know, it just made things extremely possible in terms of, all you need is a piece of paper and drop some squares on it, put some pictures and some words in it. Suddenly you've got a comic. You can publish.
You've just broken down the wall.
That's the wall. It's gone. I'm sorry.
So tell us, what are some of the you just mentioned your title, which is Tango. But what are some of the little comics or characters that are really out there that you find in Australia?
I brought mine in for you all to have a look at. One's called One Sock, the Lovesick Devil.
So yours is a sock?
Yes. She's wearing one sock.
Oh, it's a devil with a sock.
It's devil with one little sock.
Yeah.
So she's not actually technically nude, is she?
No,
but I can see her vagina.
You can.
But it's a comic vagina.
That was contextualised. No one, it isn't. It's an art.
Well, do you have a limit of how many V words you can say?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I just took the only vagina.
Only one.
Oh, no, I've said it again.
What else? What else is out there and about that's
that's? You say, Bernard? Oh, Mandy Ord's been printing her work on photocopy for some time now, but she's the one who's starting to get actual spines on her books.
What are her characters like?
She's got a character with one eye and like hair over the other side of her. She's got ugly, sort of funny looking people. Her work's just so gorgeous.
Okay, well, we've got Bernard and Joe. Who are in the studio this morning talking about Australian comics. Let's come back and have a talk about the show that you guys are actually working on at the moment, because the idea is, it's a long way from Spider-Man and Superman, really, isn't it? Because the character...
You have to mention the S word.
Only insofar as, the difference really between us and them is that we do have our secret, this is our secret identity. We transform using the magical power of alcohol, which transforms us into supermen and women.
Your characters are all piss.
Thank you very much. That perfect segue.
Yes.
So the exhibition is called Joe.
Ugly, drunk and stupid.
We're going to come back and find out about that a bit more in a second. 17 after 7 now. You're on Triple J.
Brand new album for TV on the radio, Dear Science. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
That was Golden Age on Triple J. It's about 21 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yes, and we are getting into Ugly, Drunk and Stupid this morning, which...
which is the new name for Robbie Marika the Doctor. 6 to 9
Bags
weekdays.
Me drunk. Bags me drunk.
Damn.
How appropriate. Now, we have Bernard Callio and Joe Waite, who are involved. Basically, it's an exhibition on at the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which is running at the moment. And it's you've chosen a bunch of comic artists, is that right? And the brief was...
The brief was to give us a portrait of an ugly, drunk, stupid person, of whom we seem to know more than the usual demographic in Australia, so that we have plenty of subjects, don't
yes,
we, Joe?
We are never ugly, drunk and stupid.
No, of course not.
So, are they famous people or are they just ordinary, ugly, drunk, stupid people?
Who did you choose, Bernard?
I've chosen a... I've delved into my past, and I've got a lovely Christian brother who I knew as a young lad. So he's my ugly, drunken, stupid person. So that'll be you know a little on the confessional side of things, but you know that's part of Australian comics, the autobio, and also the expunging of the dark demons from the past.
And what does he look like?
Well,
have you drawn him yet?
Well, he's not good looking.
No, he's clearly not good looking, and there is a boil. And there is a neck. So that's all I can really...
Which is bigger, I want to know.
Well, one's purpler.
So now we've got these ugly, drunk and stupid characters.
Yes.
Are we then going to take... Are there going to be, you know, comics? Do you think there's going to be a strip written about these people?
I would say strip, movie deal,
Who's going to star in the
figurines.
Who's going to star in the movie?
Hairs dispensers.
They still make hairs dispensers? They look so good.
Maybe we have to bring them back.
Yeah.
So for people who, I mean, quite a few people around Australia kind of doodle in their notepads at school, and I guess that's the way to start out
to
make
comics.
Well,
when you're young and experimenting, it's a healthy thing to do. Where is that tea towel?
Leave the slash cloth alone.
Actually, if you are listening and just going, I make comics.
Wait a minute.
I've got, you know, and you've got your school book and you're sketching it right now. Give us a call, 1300 055 536, and maybe you could be pointed in the right direction.
Well, tell us about it. If you do have your own comic characters that you're fairly proud
that's
of,
right.
Give us a call and share them with us this morning, 1300 055 536.
They're really an extension of yourself as an artist, really, the comic characters you create. How autobiographical does it get?
I think the One Sock, the Lovesick Devil is pretty much straight up autobiographical.
Really?
Yes.
I'd so we've say pretty so. Much seen you in the news.
Yes.
With the trident.
With a trident.
And a sock.
Yes. How I like all my naked women.
It's a fairly specific form of pornography, but, you know...
how do you get it out of the, you know, out of the bedroom and kind of... into a market of some sort and share it with other people.
Yeah, the photocopier is your friend.
Okay.
Yeah, so and then
where do you take it?
You give it to
an arm stapler. And then
you take it to...
Sticky, well, I was thinking of.
Well, if you're in Melbourne, you take it to Sticky, which is a great zine comics shop in the city, but also comic... what do you call those places that sell records? Record stores. Sometimes they have a bit of a zine corner.
What about those places that sell comics?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go into those places. You know, they're full of people who do like superheroes, and you should really stay clear of those people.
So you guys are kind of, because you're sort of on the fringe of this. You like to, Fringe Festival.
So are you
the natural enemy of the established overseas comic?
I am. Bernard isn't. Bernard loves superheroes.
You've got to love a superhero, but
Alan Moore, don't you?
I love
you
Alan love his Moore. Beard. I'm sorry, which is a bad thing. But you know, I don't do any. I do comic strips about Alan and my love of him. Damn, you've trapped me on national radio. To confessing my love. But really, what?
Alan Moore is kind of postmodern, wouldn't you say? Superhero. He's like, we grew up, we love superheroes, but now we're kind of grown up. Can we tell proper stories about them?
Or just about, you know, people, you know, your Auntie Marge or, you know, they're pretty...
I thought that was her with the one sock and the trident.
Auntie Marge comics.
Well, if you are able to get yourself to Melbourne, then Ugly, Drunk and Stupid, what kicks off on Monday, is it?
Kicks off on Wednesday as our opening day.
Okay.
But also if you make comics, you know, go to Pulp Faction. Which is a good place where people talk about comics on the web.
Yeah, okay.
And also a group called Local Act Comics, who actually do publish people's work. So you can, if you've got stuff happening, go to local actor comics and they'll print your book up for it. They'll distribute it for you. You know, all these are great new developments in Australian comics.
Aren't they Perth based? Are they Gestalt.
So it's all, plenty of places all over the country.
There are indeed.
Yeah. Bernard and Joe, thanks for coming into Triple J, guys.
Thanks for the tea towel.
Yeah.
Part of problem.
That was a huge hit.
And the trident.
You are welcome.
See ya. News headlines coming up very soon. It's 26 after 7.
Robbie, Marie and the Doctor. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple J.